More than 400 crewmen died when the USS Oklahoma was attacked by Japanese aircraft at Pearl Harbor. Most were buried as unknown remains. But 8 decades later, the remains of a West Central Illinois man who was on that battleship are finally coming home. Jane Carlson reports.
The USS Oklahoma sustained multiple torpedo hits on December 7, 1941. It capsized quickly. Then it took Navy personnel several years to recover the remains of the deceased, which were buried in naval cemeteries in Hawaii. 23-year-old Navy Fireman First Class George Franklin Price from Dallas City was among them. Joyce Martin of Burlington, Iowa, is Price's niece. She says Price had no children of his own, and his 7 living nieces and nephews were all born after he died.
5 of his sisters were left, and we called those the sisters. And every time we would get together as a family, we would hear the sisters talk about George. And that's how we grew to know who Uncle George was, by listening to these sisters.
The sailors' remains were disinterred in 1947 as part of efforts to recover and identify fallen U.S. personnel in the Pacific Theater. But laboratory staff were only able to confirm the IDs of 35 men from the USS Oklahoma at that time. Then the hundreds of unidentified remains were buried again, this time at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, which is known as the Punch Bowl. And a military board classified those who could not be identified, including Price, as unrecoverable in 1949. When Martin thinks of the sisters' stories now, she hears something else in them.
To hear the grief and the not knowing in the sisters' voices as they talked, now that I reflect back, you know, it really moves me now that I know what grief they went through as a family.
But then in 2015, there was renewed interest in identifying the remains of the men who died on the USS Oklahoma. The Department of Defense's POW/MIA accounting agency exhumed the unknowns from the Punch Bowl. That agency's mission is to provide the fullest possible accounting for missing personnel to their families and to the nation. And it led to Martin, her brother, and one of their cousins being contacted to provide DNA samples.
All these years to be able to move forward one step in the process of finding anything to do with Uncle George really excited me. Deep down in the bottom of my heart, I knew someday there would be some result to this.
Since 2015, scientists have used dental, anthropological, and DNA analysis to identify 355 of 388 service members from the USS Oklahoma, including Price. Martin says the nieces and nephews were ecstatic when they got the news.
And to be able to lay him to rest, I think is going to cause us to be able to close a chapter that was always left open. Even though we didn't know him, we always had a chapter in our lives left wide open.
Before Price's remains were identified, his name was recorded on the courts of the missing at the Punch Bowl. Now the Navy will put a rosette by his name there to show he's been accounted for. And now he will be buried once again, but this time it will be in his hometown.
He will be laid to rest in the same cemetery that his mother and father are buried in, and 4 of his sisters. Be laid to rest between 2 sisters.
Martin's father served in the Navy during World War II, as her brother, Albert Siegfried, did during Vietnam. Siegfried says bringing Uncle George home gives the family something they've needed for a long time.
Well, to me, it's peace. Peace of mind, peace for his parents, peace for all his relatives that knew him.
Price is not the only service member from Dallas City who died on the USS Oklahoma to be identified in recent years. The remains of 25-year-old Navy Fireman First Class Robert J. Haar were identified last year. Haar is now buried in Rutledge, Missouri. Lieutenant Commander Jory Moore of the Navy Casualty Office says identifying the remains provides closure for the families and is a way for the Navy to honor sailors who paid the ultimate sacrifice. I'm Jane Carlson.